Absolutely. I mean, it began day one. You know, I mean, it was Senior Bowl, first interaction. Had a meeting with basically the entire coaching staff at the Senior Bowl. It's the only full meeting like that I actually had there. Then went to the combine, had another meeting with them, and then let's see, Coach Minter came out to Pro Day. I came out here for a week or for a day. So, you know, that whole experience, you know, being, you know, they were the basically the only team that I truly saw continuing to pursue. So obviously that showed a lot to me and to them as well. You know,
so you weren't surprised when the Eagles got
there. I mean, you know, you obviously have no clue what's going to happen. You know, and I was extremely anxious, but you know, to me, this was the team that was pursuing me the most, so it made sense.
I would imagine when you went to Texas, you didn't envision that you'd be playing for four different defensive coordinators,
yeah,
four different linebacker coaches. How difficult was it?
You know, it was, I think the first one was the most difficult, obviously. I was a freshman. I came there with the expectation that Will Muschamp was going to be really my coach the entire time. He was the coach in waiting at that moment. And when he left, it was a big blow. But, you know, I think what it did was it taught me to, you know, be versatile and learn new defenses. You know, I've come away with so many different schemes, terminology. You know, I've played just about everything. I mean, shoot, you talk about 3-4-4-3, you know, playing Mike Sam Will. You know, I've done just about every single position. So I think it's done a lot of good for me, making this transition into the NFL and you know, where you have no clue who's going to be your coach and you got to roll with it and you know, that's how it is.
What do you know about the Eagles scheme? Is it familiar to, I guess, which are the ones you played in at Texas?
Yeah. I'm pretty sort of familiar with it. Like Eric said, it's the only exposure I've gotten from it is from my visit here, my one day visit, and it was you know, a few plays, you know, so I'm not extremely familiar with it, but again, like I said, I think I'm versatile. I think I can pick up on things quickly, and I expect to do that.
The Eagles have a ton of inside linebackers.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Are you aware of that, and what do you make of that?
Yeah, you know, I am aware of it, but I think one thing it's going to do for me, especially being a rookie, is have the opportunity to learn from a lot of guys who've had a lot of experience in this league and a lot of successful experience. You know, there's a lot of great linebackers on this team that I can learn from, that I can, you know, kind of go under their wing. You know, I know one of them personally, Emmanuel Acho. He's, you know, he was my mentor at the University of Texas when I first got there. So, you know, hopefully that'll help smoothen the transition out a little bit, and I can't wait to learn from them. Yeah.
Did you get a sense that the Eagles were interested in you and maybe picked you? Were there other teams that you looked and expressed pretty serious interest in you too?
Yeah, I went on a few visits, had a few workouts, you know. But like I said, they were really the only team that continued at each phase. You know, you got the Senior Bowl phase, you got the combine phase, the pro day. You know, and each time they were there, you know, and we were having real conversation about what was gonna happen here on draft day, and hopefully, you know, and it actually worked out. So, you know, compared to other teams, that's the biggest difference, for sure.
Similar to Eric, you moved down. You moved a lot as a kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's what brought you from city to city, and how did you end up in Cincinnati?
Yeah, primarily mom's job, just moving up the ranks, and you know, just I started in. Born in Colorado, moved to Indianapolis, moved to South Carolina, went to Ohio, you know, and I think what it instilled in me was wanting to, you know, meet new people, and because when college came, I had no ties to anybody. I had, you know, I was pretty open-minded during that whole process and really saw myself moving again because I think of that background that I had and wanting that new experience.
What was your mother's job?
Oh, shoot. She worked for a lot of different Pillsbury, Revlon. She's worked for, she's in the business world. She's corporate. Right now she's with Bob Evans in the corporate with Kroger. She's in the manager of the Kroger team.
I think Charlie Strong on TV yesterday was describing you as a coach on the field. Where does that come from? Where did that start?
You know, I've always really filled that role, and I prided myself in filling that role. I see myself as a leader on the field and off the field. And if you're going to be a leader on the field, you've got to know every position. You've got to understand defense, and I think that comes easy and natural for me.
Do you know much about D'Amico Ryans and the type of
– A little bit. I'm going to get to know a lot more. I've heard his name over and over and over again throughout this entire process. But I'm excited to get to know him and learn from him.
How have you heard his name? You mean from the Eagles when you were
through this? Just, you know, he came in while we were having lunch, and, you know, everybody, you know, you notice him when he walks in, and he's got a presence, and obviously he's been here for a while and is very established, and somebody that is extremely respected on this team.
Last couple questions.
Did you naturally just try to gravitate toward him in the first few days and part of
what you did? Yeah, obviously, coming in here, you're going to need somebody to kind of help you and get you acclimated to what this culture is like and what it means to be a pro. So definitely, I mean, I'm looking to learn. You know, I'm here open-minded, trying to absorb as much as possible, going through this entire process as a rookie for sure.
Did Emmanuel Ancho, did he give you any advice about how to
continue this culture? Not yet. He is. He reached out to me yesterday. Said we'll talk. So obviously that's going to happen. But you know, nothing yet. He was extremely excited for me. And I'm extremely excited to be part of this and his teammate again.
The Achilles injury, that's something that Nico has dealt with twice now. When it happened to you, were you concerned that your career would be derailed, that this wouldn't happen?
No, I mean, not derailed. That was actually my second in a row. That was my second season-ending injury in a row. And, you know, you learn a lot from that time. But never once did I expect, you know, this whole, you know, my dream, my end goal to be disrupted. You know, now how it affected me, obviously it probably affected me a little bit, questions and everything. But something you learn from is something you grow from. I've learned a lot about who I am as a person, how to persevere, how to be a leader when you can't actually play. You know, little things that you really wouldn't think about if you don't actually go through the situation. So, for me, it was huge in my maturity and my growth. You know, and obviously I'm 100% healthy now. An Achilles is something you really can't help. You know, it's one of those injuries that it just happens. You know, and there's no explanation. So, coming back from that was you know, definitely a hard period in my life, but it's made me stronger for sure.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, appreciate you guys.
Thank you.